95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog. Hey, Merry Christmas. I'm Riggs. That dude right there, Steve. And adjacent to him, the guy with all the beverages, Josh S.R. Perot. Yeah, baby. It's time for a Morning Hog Brew Review. How'd you get that seat right next to Steve, by the way?
Pushed him out of the way.
I think it was a scalper or something. Yeah. Go through SeatGeek to get it. Wow, we are so close to Christmas now. I can almost smell it. I think it's when it smells Christmas.
That's not what you smell.
But I know, here's my tradition. Forget to buy everything. Buy it at the last minute. And then I got to wrap it on Christmas Eve up until like 5 a.m.
I've absolutely been there.
I need drinks to help me with that.
Okay, I can do that.
You have some?
Yeah, I got some. Sweet. I got some cool stuff, actually.
Sweet.
We're going to start with Bell's.
Okay.
I'm Love sure them. You heard this beer before, mm-hmm. but I have a twist on it.
Oh.
Uh-oh. So I Bell's like Oberon.
Okay.
Bell's Oberon is a seasonal beer for Bell's. In okay. Florida, we were lucky enough to get it year-round.
Right.
And then they decided, really? We're not going to do that anymore.
Oh,
what? But we'll give you something else.
Okay.
We'll give you Bell's Oberon Eclipse.
Okay.
So this is their winter style for Bell's Oberon. Okay. That way we still get it year-round, but a little bit of variation.
All right.
You know?
Eclipse.
So it's still a citrus wheat. Or, sorry, this one is a citrus wheat.
Okay.
I have not had this yet.
Really?
Oh, me look neither. At that.
Me neither.
Time for a first-timer.
Every once in a while.
First time for a first-timer.
So this can clock in at 6.3%.
Mm. Very fetching-looking can. You got
smells
there.
Good, too, by the way.
So this should be a little bit more of a... the flavor should be a little bit stronger, a little bit darker to coincide with that winter style, you know?
Yep.
That's but still easy drinking.
Yeah. A little winter jacket. Someone down in it. It's real. I'm down with this. It's real good.
Ditto.
That's nice.
Yeah. I'm trying to sort out the...
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot happening there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like a... I don't know. It's almost like this... I expect there to be fruit, but then it's not really fruit.
You get a little bit, some orange in there.
Yeah.
Some of like that, I wouldn't say warming spices because that pushes you too far into the realm of like the stouts and porters and
right,
stuff.
Right.
But maybe some coriander, something like that. Kind of like a Blue Moon-esque, but a little bit darker, a little bit heavier, but still easy drinking, if that makes sense.
Yeah. It gets better with every sip too, which is really, I mean, that's kind of the best thing to do is just keep sipping it.
Like I said, this is a seasonal though.
Okay.
Just hit our docks, I think, last week or so. So if you see it out there, grab it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be everywhere. It's Total Wine, maybe some ABCs and local independents.
Okay.
Or you can check out the website. Of course.
He means srprod.com/beerfinder. Voted America's top beer search engine here.
Here, yes.
Right. We voted it that. We were like, it's number one. That and then Google is right next to that.
That's a nice thing for them to do for us, though. You know, keep over on year round, but, you know. Change it up a little bit.
I mean, Bell's, look at it's a holiday. Bells, right? Everybody's got bells. Jingle bells, right? It's you know. I don't need to tell you guys. It's obvious. It's the right beer to have for the holidays. Now, next to it is something in a glass bottle shape.
Also Bell's.
Oh!
And this will coincide with what you just said.
Wow.
This is their Christmas ale.
We're going to double ring it. Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right. That's yep, that's a triple.
Yeah, it's triple bell. Yeah. Whoa, look at that thing.
Ooh.
Man,
that's so this is a Scotch ale.
Ooh.
So this is gonna be a little bit heavier.
Scotch
some nice,
ale,
yeah, some nice caramel flavor in there.
I like what you're saying.
I didn't know they had such a thing.
Well, you need to
have heard of it. Percent,
you need
though.
Josh to explain Scotch ale to you because he will.
I'm gonna point to George Google.
Ain't afraid, grab his browser over there.
Ooh,
okay,
definitely maltier.
Okay,
yeah,
so
you're definitely gonna get some nice malt flavor in there.
This is this feels like something that was barrel aged for a really long time because it's damn good.
It was not.
Mm, yeah.
But.
That's delicious.
It has that flavor. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, the alcohol content mixed with that malt flavor kind of gives you that barrel-esque flavors.
Yeah.
Delicious beer, especially around this time of year.
Yeah.
I get why it's their Christmas sale. This would be great to be sitting next to a fire.
Yeah.
You know, fantastic.
I mean, I asked for you to give me something to wrap presents to. You literally just did it.
There you go.
Now I just got to go find these at my local retailer or srprod.com/beerfinder.
That's right. And clearly, with it being Christmas ale,
yeah, you better get
Christmas
it.
Ale, you better get it.
You better get it.
We did not get much of this at all.
Okay.
You'll have better luck finding the Oberon Eclipse than you will this just because of the quantity that we received.
Okay. All right, we're going to go. Steve and I are going to go throw some elbows. We'll take a quick break and we come back with more winter brews.
Yes, sir.
I love it. Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog.